Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Defeat Donald Trump. That's number one. And number two, going to have to be able to. No man has a right to raise a hand to a woman. And so we have to just change the culture, period, and keep punching at it and punching at it and punching at it.
It's charming up to a point, and now it's just sad.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
When someone makes abortion illegal in America, rich women will still get abortions. It's just going to fall hard on poor women. I want to be in America where everybody has a chance.
That is a contradiction.
What the scientists are telling us, we don't get our act together within the next 8 or 9 years. We're talking about cities all over the world, major cities going underwater.
We all live in the yellow submarine.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Four of us went to a nearby restaurant. Ambassador Sondland selected a bottle of wine that he shared among the four of us. While Ambassador Sondland's phone was not on speakerphone, I could hear the president's voice through the earpiece of the phone.
Let's just play with that for a second. Mom, can you hear me? Mom, she probably can't hear me. Mom, can you hear me? Say hello to Dana Bash.
Hi, Mrs. Cuomo.
Oh. All right.
All right, that's it. Dishonor. Dishonor on your whole family.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Some of you on this committee appear to believe that Russia and its security services did not conduct a campaign against our country.
Intelligence Committee Republicans published the results of a year-long investigation into Russian meddling. Democrats refused to sign on to the Republican report.
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, listening to Fredo try to prove that this fop Holmes, this career State Department pencil sharpener, this patriot, could hear across the table. Now we know it was outdoors. Not only was he in a restaurant setting across the table with other people talking, and they were drinking. They were outdoors. Were there any trucks going by?
Howie, I was indoors today. Grace was sitting right next to me. The mailroom manager called, not on speaker. I could only make out like three words. And this is a very quiet environment in here.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Perhaps Dana Bash or whatever her name is would have been able to hear Fredo's mom better if she had had a couple of glasses of wine like this guy Holmes did. You know, there's nothing like when there's somebody on a witness stand in a courtroom, and you know you're recounting what happened, and usually on cross examination. And were you drinking, sir, during this incident? Oh, really? How many cocktails did you have?
Hey, Howie, should I be concerned that Taylor is trying to hear my conversations when they're not on speakerphone? He's trying to make out what's being said. I feel a little
bit
like...
He doesn't... I've never seen him in a bow tie, you know? I don't...
My natural journalistic instinct, that's all.
Yeah, he does have a last name for a first name. So, you know, he could probably have the inside track to getting a job at Foggy Bottom. Do you have a vest, Taylor?
I have several vests.
Uh-oh. Because that guy, Kent, did you notice the guy with the bow tie? He not only was wearing a bow tie, he was wearing a vest. A tuxedo bow tie doesn't count. You have to have one of those rainbow-type bow ties.
I've got a nice brown bow tie.
I don't know.
Howie, if I ever get asked
about
your
step.
I'm just
going to
say,
Grace.
I'm just going to say, I don't know who this Taylor guy is. Seems like a nice guy. I don't know him.
Why don't you say, Taylor, he's a hand grenade. You get that, Grace? Have you been listening to the testimony? That's what they kept saying about Rudy Giuliani. He's a hand grenade. All right. Time now for the Trump line.
Hey, Duvall, look on the bright side. You had a bigger audience than the debate did on TV last night.
That's a good way to describe it. I think you're the glass is half full, not half empty, as David Holmes and Gordon Sondland would say. So someone texts in, one bottle of wine for four guys. They're not making Democrats like Ted Kennedy anymore. Yeah, I mean, when Chris Dodd and Ted Kennedy used to do the waitress sandwiches, they'd have three or four bottles for lunch.
Because I have a foreign accent, my testimonies are indisputable.
I am Dr. Fiona Hill. Dr. Fiona Hill. I am a friend of Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. And, of course, again, Ben Carson, world-renowned pediatric neurosurgeon. He's just Ben Carson. The woman who accused Fairfax, the lieutenant governor of Virginia, of raping her, she has a Ph.D. as well, but nobody ever calls her doctor because she's accusing a Democrat. And let's not forget Dr. Jill Biden. Doctor, she's a doctor of home economics or basket weaving or some such thing. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. Grateful that we're ramping up production when we would normally be slowing down for the holidays. We are still hiring talented people for our second shift in Belfast, Maine. Apply online today at MatthewsBrothers.com. That's Matthews Brothers with one T. Oh, and you know what? You know who didn't do you know what?
Tulsi Gabbard would have won the debate last night if she had bothered to show up in uniform and demand people address her as Major.
These are some pretty good observations here on the Chump Line today. I think he's on to something. Why didn't, you know, when Kamala Harris attacked her, why didn't she just say, that's Major to you? And did I ask you, Taylor, to get the cut of Kamala saying, I've only had one client in my life, the public?
That was a tweet.
Oh, it was a tweet?
Yes.
Okay. That's too bad. If I had gotten my first two jobs in the public sector on my back because I was Willie Brown's girlfriend when he was the assembly speaker of in Sacramento and then the mayor of San Francisco, I don't think I'd be talking about my jobs in the public sector.
Joe Biden did come out of a black community. They were all coal miners, and they all had blackface.
Why am I the first Biden in a thousand generations to come out of the coal mines and go to a historically black school and play Division I football, even though no one remembers me?
With an $83,000 a month salary, it seems like Hunter should be able to afford some condoms.
Well, it's a little late for that. Now he's going to have to pay child support. And again, he's going to have to keep his young son, Burisma Biden, on his health care plan until the lad turns 26. Thank you, Obamacare.
Oh, man, Howie, I'm so glad to hear that Hunter Biden's a father. Whenever I hear there's an Arkansas baby's DNA test, I'm worried it might be mine. Who would?
I think Juanita Broderick said that Bill Clinton told her, you know, you got a bloody lip and I just raped you, but you don't have to worry about getting pregnant because I had the mumps when I was a boy. And I can't get anybody with child. I mean, that was Bill Clinton's idea of sweet nothings in her ear.
Never mind impeachment. Can someone tell me where in the U.S. Constitution it says that we have to give money to Ukraine? Thanks.
You know, that's a whole nother subject here. You know, people are saying, well, the president didn't like Ukraine. And then some of these other witnesses, as hostile as they are, have said, no, the president just didn't like foreign aid, period. And you know what? I would say that he reflected the views of a majority of the American people. I mean, why are we giving money to Ukraine? And since when did Ukraine become such an important security partner of the United States? And, you know, here's this woman, this English woman that was testifying today, Fiona Hill. I know, a naturalized citizen. She's saying, well, it's so important. It's so important, Governor, to the security of Ukraine. We've got to give them the military aid they need, Governor. But in 2015, she wrote an editorial, an op-ed piece for the Washington Post saying Ukraine didn't need military assistance. This was when Russia was invading them and gobbling up a third of the country, including Crimea. So she's just a hack. She just goes along with whatever, you know. So she, when she's working for Obama, Obama's scared of Putin, and so she says, so she backs Obama up, and then she wants to get back in when Trump gets elected. So she says, "Oh, I've changed my mind, mate."
Howie, fair to say the old saying, "Every knock a boost," really doesn't apply to Joe Biden.
I mean, he's knocking himself. You know, it's way beyond knocks. I mean, he just can't talk. He can't remember anything. As I said last night, the first line of Slaughterhouse-Five, the famous novel by Kurt Vonnegut, Billy Pilgrim has come unstuck in time. Joe Biden has come unstuck in time. He was unstuck in time again last night.
These boring impeachment inquiry hearings are preempting Judge Judy. Poop.
Let me tell you, if you wanted to pass the bar exam in whatever state you're in, you'd be better off watching Judge Judy than you would be watching these kangaroo court proceedings. At least Judge Judy knows what hearsay is, and she knows the rules of evidence.
We must criminally charge fossil fuel execs. Those fossils were my childhood pets.
Yeah, he's looking a little old. I was thinking last night that he's the one guy on the debate stage who wasn't going to wish Joe Biden a happy birthday, 77, because Bernie has already turned 78.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
You know, when Bob Dole lost in 88 to George H.W. Bush, some reporter said to him, well, Senator, at least you can, you know, you can try again in eight years in 96. And Dole, always acerbic wit, said, 96, that's how old I'll be that year. Doesn't bother Bernie, though, does it? Doesn't bother Joe Biden. Doesn't bother Elizabeth Warren. They don't care in the least. And incidentally, Bob Dole is still alive, and guess what? He is now 96 years old. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. Grateful that we're ramping up production when we would normally be slowing down for Thanksgiving and Christmas. We're still hiring talented people for our second shift in Belfast, Maine. Apply online today at MatthewsBrothers.com. That's MatthewsBrothers with one T.com. Oh, and you know who didn't do you know what.
Hey, Duvall, look on the bright side. You had a bigger audience than the debate did on TV last night.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Yeah. Don't call us. We'll call you. 844-500-4242. This week at Simply Safe Home Security's best deal of the year, 25% off any new system, plus a free HD security camera. Go to simplysafehowie.com and order now to get this deal. That's simplysafehowie.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Deval Patrick drop out of the presidential race by the end of 2019?
He's a legend in his own mind, Taylor. I say he will not.
73% say he will. And I think it's pretty telling that we're both talking about somebody getting into the race and out of it in the same week.
Well, I mean, did anybody think he had a chance other than Kevin Cullen, the successor to Mike Barnicle, as the leading fiction writer on the Globe Metro front? I mean, nobody said a kind word about him or thought that he had a chance.
The only person that needs to think they have a chance is Deval. And the point where you have no chance is when you have two people show up to an event.
But again, Taylor, you were never out on his book tour. I think he had some pretty sparse crowds when he was peddling his book. But, the fact is, though, he got $1 million advance. You know, he's like the Clintons or the Obamas. What does it matter how many people show up at your book signing or how many people buy the book once you've pocketed the advance, right? In this case, he has no advance. in whatever however you want to define advance, a payment in front of writing the book or an advanced team to round up a crowd. He obviously doesn't have an advanced team. Anyway, we have a cheap bastard deal going. It's offering 50% off the Howie Carr VIP experience. We've made new dates available beginning in December and extending through March. These tickets are normally $150 a piece, but we've reduced admission to just $75 per ticket with this cheap bastard deal just in time for Christmas. I'll be back 1 week every month to Boston, and we'll be doing VIP experiences in the studio. This is the perfect Christmas gift for the hardcore Howie Carr fan in your life, or maybe just the right time to treat yourself. To purchase tickets, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click the banner on the top of the page. HowieCarrShow.com, click the banner, and I'll see you soon. I'll see you soon at a VIP. Everybody seems to like the VIP, and give it a shot. Crystal, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Crystal.
Hi, Mr. Carr. How are you today?
Good.
I was just calling to voice my opinion on the statement of Yovanovitch yesterday. She was asked a question of, did she equate Biden's with Burisma, or did she know that the Bidens were associated with Burisma?
Right.
She shrugged her shoulders and said no.
They're all saying that. They're all saying that, Crystal. You know, they claim they're such experts and they know more than the president of the United States, and they don't like the irregular channels. But then you ask them about all this corruption going on. The woman today, Fiona Hill, was asked about the dossier, and she basically played Mickey the Dunce. She said she got it the day before BuzzFeed ran with it. Thanks for the call, Crystal. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Grace sent me the funniest tweet of the week here earlier in the day. You know, Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia, the guy who's he's a repeat offender when it comes to blackface, either that or he's worn blackface at least once, and the other time when he was in his pose for his medical school yearbook, if he wasn't in blackface, he was wearing a Klan outfit. So he tweeted out something this week. He's got a new puppy.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Pause for a moment, P-A-W-S, and help us welcome the newest addition to the executive mansion and first puppy of Virginia, Pearl. Pearl? That's my dog's name. Or was my dog's name. Pearl looks forward to having a new dog to help with his official first dog duties. Is Pearl a male dog's name? So the dog is black, jet black, just like Pearl was. Just like Gunnar used to be before he turned gray. And so this guy tweets back the picture of the black dog and says, "Oh, Governor, you got a golden retriever." You get it? You get it?
Can you read the Garfield comics next, please?
No, that's don't you think that's funny?
It is funny, but it's a visual. It definitely is a visual.
I had to mention it. Anytime you can bring up Northam, we mentioned the lieutenant governor who was credibly accused of rape, so it was time to mention the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. More news on Hunter Biden's love child, Burisma Biden. The mother of Hunter Biden's love child, his baby mama, is asking him to cover the $11,000 cost of taking up the paternity case. And then the filing said that Biden, Grampy Biden, is considered by some to be the person most likely to win his party's nomination and challenge President Trump on the ballot in 2020. This was before this. This complaint was filed in court before last night's debate or any of the other debates, I guess. The complaint also noted that members of the Biden family are protected by the U.S. Secret Service, suggesting that Burisma Biden, the child, would need protection. I don't believe that's true. I don't think so. I think the president or the former president and the former first lady are covered by Secret Service protection. I don't think the children are covered, and I don't think anybody involved with the vice president of the United States. If somebody is running for president, they might be covered. You know, like Biden, if he becomes the front runner, he might get Secret Service protection. But I don't think his grandson, his illegitimate grandson, is going to get Secret Service protection. So we told you that recently somebody who spit on someone wearing a MAGA hat got, I think it was 15 days in jail. There's been another case, this one in New Mexico, where an Antifa type, a former aide to New Mexico Rep. Raul Grijalva. He's the guy. He's one of the guys who wanted to put climate deniers in jail. Another real sweetheart from 1984. He has an aide named Zaros Brito. He's a former legislative assistant to this moonbat U.S. congressman, and he attacked a guy wearing a "Make America Great Again" hat. He sucker punched him, and this guy was holding a pro-Republican sign: "Vote jobs, not mobs," in downtown Tucson. And this Democrat Antifa type grabbed the hat and was thrown to the ground, and now he got 12 days in prison, which I've been more inclined to give him about a year in prison, but that's better than nothing. So did you hear about the FBI asking to interview the whistleblower, the so-called whistleblower? And the so-called whistleblower, who's just a Democrat pajama boy with a goatee who likes to eat avocado toast and wash it down with flavored seltzer water, he just blew him off. Told him he wouldn't agree to be interviewed. And the FBI said, "Okay, we'll leave you alone." Now compare and contrast this with what happened with Roger Stone down here in Fort Lauderdale, near where I am. Roger Stone was charged with a process crime. The FBI sent to his house pre-dawn 7 agents, 3 snipers, a full SWAT unit, 2 MRAP armored vehicles, and an amphibious assault unit for a 5 a.m. raid. Oh, and they had a CNN crew with them, camera crew. Okay? The whistleblower says, "I don't want to be interviewed." Okay. Remember Paul Manafort? He received a no-knock FBI raid at 2 a.m. for failing to register as a foreign lobbyist. The Podesta brothers weren't charged, but now Paul Manafort's doing 30 days in the hole, only it's more like 30 years in the hole. Remember Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer? He was involved in a taxi medallion scheme in New York City. He was using taxi medallions, inflating their values for bank loans, bank fraud, it's called. He had a hotel room, he had a law office, and he had a house in the outer boroughs. They were all raided by the FBI for a white collar offense. And the whistleblower gets a politely worded letter that can be ignored. Here's another update on a story. We told you last week about a scam involving illegal aliens in Tacoma, Washington. Between Seattle and Tacoma. These illegal aliens were in a restaurant, and they claimed that they had been the victims of a restaurant invasion, and the women had been assaulted, and they had been carjacked. And everybody in the restaurant was an illegal alien, including the manager of the restaurant. And the cops did an investigation, and they realized that it was an immigration fraud scheme, because if you're the victim of a crime, you get a special some kind of a visa, and you get to stay in the country and go on welfare. So they were just trying to get in to be allowed to stay in the country and go on welfare. And I said, I'd never heard that before. But here it is, what, 2 weeks later? Guess what? It's happened again. First time it was in Washington State. Now it's happened in Minnesota. Four illegal aliens living in Minnesota have claimed that they were robbed and cut up by two men, but police now say the claims were made up in order to obtain special visas. This is from the Daily Caller.
Very fake news.
The four illegals paid a woman $5,000 for her instructions on how to defraud law enforcement into signing off on a U visa, which is reserved for victims of crimes and allows illegal aliens to remain in the U.S. on welfare. The alleged perp of the scheme, according to the police, was named Yuridia Herendez Linares. She herself had fraudulently obtained a U visa by claiming she was robbed at knife point. So this is the latest scam by illegal aliens to remain on U.S. soil and living large, living free, everything free in America. Syracuse University, try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of college students and their reporting of racial crimes, hate crimes. Syracuse University's chancellor says reports of a white supremacist manifesto being sent to some students' cell phones at a campus library, quote, was probably a hoax. You don't say. Kent Sinnevard told the university senate yesterday that authorities haven't found anyone who directly received the screed, which seemed to further a series of racist episodes on the central New York campus. The chancellor said law enforcement could not find a single student who'd had the manifesto sent to them via airdrop.
Students at Syracuse University marching to the chancellor's house. Fear on campus turning to outrage. The latest racist incident this week, apparent rumors of a white supremacist manifesto airdropped to students in the library. This coming after a dozen cases of racist graffiti found in residence halls targeting Asians, blacks, and Jews. Over the weekend, an African-American woman harassed with racial slurs. Tonight, the chancellor saying law enforcement could not find a single student who had the manifesto airdropped to them, calling it a hoax, but four students suspended for harassing the African-American student Saturday night.
The incident involved 14 people leaving an Alpha Chi Rho fraternity party. Four of them are students at Syracuse University, nine are students at other schools, all of which are outside central New York.
The chancellor suspending all fraternity activities.
That's enough. So the incident at the fraternity house apparently happened. The other 10 or 11 incidents, never mind. Never mind. Marion, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Marion.
Has anybody thought that maybe Deval's not running for the 2020 presidential election, but the 2024 one? He's got to get his name out there. The rest of the country doesn't know who he is. All attention, and not all, but a lot of attention is on him because this is a a stupid idea, but his name's getting out there, and he'll probably just find ways to keep getting it out there so that he can run in 2024.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't be the first guy to try that. I mean, Ronald Reagan, it took him three tries. He ran in 68, he ran in 76, and he finally got elected in 1980. But, you know, Marion, here's the thing. I mean, don't you think that the reason Joe Kennedy is running for the U.S. Senate against Ed Markey in the primary is because he wants to be a senator so he can run for president in 2024? I mean, don't you think a guy, Senator Joe Kennedy, would be a little bit more of a formidable candidate than Deval Patrick, bust out failed governor at age 67 or 68, whatever, however old he would be then?
You and I see that clearly, but I don't think the rest of the world does. And Deval Patrick there, he's got his color going for him. Kennedy's got, you know, sometimes it's a positive Kennedy name, and most of the time it's not, so you never know.
Marion, though, what good is the color thing doing for Cory Booker and Kamala Harris?
It's not now, but after Trump wins this one, he can't run again, so it's going to be every man for himself.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I mean, it could be, as Mumbles Menino, the late mayor of Boston, used to say, hope burns eternal. Not springs eternal. Hope burns eternal. And I don't think Deval's got a lot else going on in his life other than this. So he's willing. Apparently, too, this isn't the first empty room that he's been in front of. On Monday night, I guess, I don't know where he was, but a reporter for the New York Times tweeted out a picture of an empty room where Deval was speaking. You know what they say in baseball, you know, when they have, they just make jokes about this, and they say, the official attendance today is 3,052, but you know, a lot of the fans came disguised as empty seats. You know, that's what happened last night in Atlanta. A lot of Deval supporters came disguised as empty seats. It's as simple as that. Thanks for the call, Marion. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
I'm telling you, I mean, David Holmes was, that guy should be a journalist if he's not going to be a Foreign Service officer.
Got the hair for it.
He does have impressive hair, as do you.
Like I said.
Yeah, he should be a journalist. He's a complete fraud. He's a Democrat operative. With a secret service, with a State Department clearance, they're rating now the witnesses on their hair. Well, they can't rate them on their testimony because they're across the board.
What's the matter
terrible.
With that? You rate them on their bow ties.
I'm a critic. I am a fashion maven. Everybody knows that I am I am the gold standard in men's haberdashery.
You know what tipped me up today about this guy? It wasn't the hair.
What's that?
The black trench coat.
Yeah.
That's always a dead giveaway.
Again, why am I the only person who's talking about the fact that his wife works for Yovanovitch? I mean, this is like some kind of like cabal. You know, you used to read stories about the mafia that so-and-so, he got to be the street boss because he married the godfather's daughter and all this stuff. These people are just as interbred as the Hatfields and McCoys or the five families of New York. 844-500-4242-781. It's hilarious that you and your college, my college, still think Trump has a chance in 2020. He got buried yesterday.
Maybe they meant really. Colleagues?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's the level this guy's on. He got buried yesterday. There was no quid pro quo. He wanted nothing. No quid pro quo. He just said, tell him to do the right thing. Yeah, he really got buried. He really got buried. Bruce from the Mets is talking about the Tucson, where the moon bat just got 12 days in jail for assaulting the MAGA hat wearer, and says, I have a friend, one of my close friends, lives in Tucson. He's seen all the crap on the border real time. Loves you, by the way. Say hi to Mr. Baker. Hi, Mr. Baker! As opposed to Governor Baker, Tal Duvall. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Howie. You mentioned the governor of Virginia. By the way, that Democrat governor is the one who said the baby can be born. They'll keep it comfortable, and then they'll decide if they want to abort, kill, in other words, murder the baby.
Yeah, you know what's the scariest thing about that, though, Mark, is he's a pediatrician. And that makes it doubly frightening, doesn't it, that he's saying things like this? Whatever happened to first do no harm? Isn't that the first line of the Hippocratic Oath?
The man is evil and sick. I'm sorry. Murder is murder. But
right.
I'd like to congratulate the Congresswoman, Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, and her colleagues for exposing the angry liar, proven liar, Mr. Schiff's phony kangaroo court and his fake news media co-conspirators. And Howie, one question, isn't it against the law to falsely accuse an innocent person of committing a crime? In other words, the President of the United States.
I think he would say he has immunity as a congressman. It's certainly a crime to file a false police report if you went down to your local precinct or station house, right? You could do time. People do time for filing false police reports. These illegal aliens are going to do time probably for filing these false reports. And incidentally, I just got a text from Charlotte, North Carolina, 704 area code, said they're pulling the same thing in North Carolina. So if they're doing it in Washington State, Minnesota, and North Carolina, you know they're probably doing it in a restaurant or a truck stop near you. That's really amazing that this is their newest scam. They've got these illegal aliens. They'll do anything to stay in this country and avoid working for a living. And it's just that's why we've got to we need a wall. We need a wall, and we need mass deportations. It's the only way out of this mess. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.